the Oregon Senate passes the governor's health reform bill along party lines. Republicans tried to block the vote because it didn't include caps on malpractice lawsuits. State Senator Chris Telfer says they were trying to force some action on tort reform.
But this is the opportunity. We've been working on tort reform for 42 years, never gone anywhere. I know the governor would like to just set up a task force. That'll just water it down. It won't have any impact on tort reform. And so we're not going to settle for just a task force.
But the Senate did pass the health care reform bill when the lone Democrat siding with the Republican switched her vote. The bill is now headed to the House. Obama's budget includes $328 million for struggling timber counties in the West, most of them in Oregon. U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley says lawmakers in both parties are pushing for those extended timber payments to go to counties who still haven't been able to recover from federal lands being locked up due to environmental rules.
The recession has hit us very hard. For example, if you just take other sources of lumber production, the housing shutdown or the reduction in new homes being built has really hit our mills hard, and it's hit our grass seed industry, and it's hit our nursery stock industry. And then you throw in that manufacturing has been deeply impacted largely by the four levels of protection that China has put on through its industrial policy.
He says demand is also down from countries that Oregon typically exports to. A popular snow park southwest of Bend will gain its original name, Winoga Snow Park, after learning its new name, Frank Ellis Snow Park, celebrated a convicted sex offender. Frank Ellis, a founding member of the Oregon State Snowmobile Association, spent 40 years volunteering as a snowmobile trail groomer and was very active in the community. Jean Nelson Dean, a spokesperson for the Deschutes National Forest, says when they decided to rename the park after Ellis's death, they had no idea he was convicted of sexually abusing his granddaughter in 1986.
We found out information that we didn't have about his previous conviction as a sex offender and some of the circumstances surrounding that. And so out of respect for his victim's family, we just immediately are moving forward with having the name Winoga restated for that area, so the whole area will become Winoga again.
Nelson Dean says they removed all signage and anything that refers to Frank Ellis. She says in the future they will carefully consider all requests to dedicate forest areas to any one individual. If you're a fugitive running from the law, probably not a good idea to call police even if you do run out of gas. Authorities say that's what happened to a Prineville man in Wyoming. Wyoming Highway Patrol spokesman Lieutenant Troy McLee says that 59-year-old Richard Vincent of Prineville was wanted in Georgia for violating parole on a murder and escape conviction.
To your knowledge, is this the first time that you've caught a fugitive when they've ran out of gas?
It's been a while. Usually we catch them when they crash their motor vehicle in a snowstorm or something, or they get stuck in the median or in the barrow ditch because of the snow. But for somebody who's known to be wanted, calling law enforcement for fuel is kind of unusual.
Vincent ran out of gas on Highway 150 on the Wyoming-Utah state line. Lapine resident John Huddle has thrown his hat into the ring, challenging Mike McLean for his House seat in District 55. Huddle previously challenged Gene Wisnett for District 53 seat, and now that the districts are redrawn, Huddle now resides in McLean's district, one of the largest geographic districts in Oregon. Huddle says he wants to bring a leadership that truly represents his constituents.
You know, I believe government's of the people and for the people and by the people. And I'm uncomfortable with legislators that are members of organizations like American Legislative Exchange Council, where the legislator is sitting down with big corporations to come back with model legislation. I believe those things ought to be more open.
Huddle says he is just now building a support base and plans to have some telephone town halls and other speaking events over the next few months. It's hoped a spaghetti dinner at Jake's Diner, I should say, this Sunday will help fund more trips to Washington, D.C. for World War II veterans. Last year, the Honor Flight Program paid for 10 veterans to travel to Washington to see the Veterans Memorial. Veterans advocate Dick Tobiasen says come hungry and help a good cause.
Well, we'd like to raise about $4,000 if we get a couple hundred people through the door, maybe a little more than that. We usually get about 200 people. The spaghetti is the best in town. You just can't beat it. And Lyle Hicks runs Jake's Diner, gives us 100% of the proceeds. He doesn't take anything for the diner.
The spaghetti feed is this Sunday starting at 4 p.m. at Jake's Diner. The all-you-can-eat dinner costs $10. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.